If it were given a grade, Congress would flunk in its assignment to reform the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, commonly referred to as No Child Left Behind, NCLB for short. Signed into law in 2002 by George W. Bush, NCLB aims to improve student achievement, especially among economically disadvantaged and racially diverse populations. NCLB requires strict accountability, improved educational methods proven by scientific research, and expanded parental involvement and local controls by districts. The end result is supposed to be steady academic progress in reading, math, and science, improved teacher quality, more resources to schools, and support for early language and reading skills. Paul Hewitt is an assistant professor of educational leadership at the University of Arkansas.
The big philosophical thing was accountability. As we looked at, you know, over 10 years ago, and actually for the last 25 years, when you disaggregated, when you broke out subpopulations of students, you recognized that just getting the average for all students wasn't giving an effective picture of education. We knew that Hispanic students, we knew that Black students were underperforming. And the objective of No Child Left Behind was to bring those students up to perform at the same level as the white students within our population, thus No Child Left Behind. And the whole idea of closing that achievement gap, that gap that exists between different ethnic groups within our society.
And accountability means lots and lots of tests. Each state must measure every public school student's progress in reading, math, and science in each of grades 3 through 8, and at least once during grades 10 through 12. And collectively, if students in a particular school don't reach annual benchmarks set higher and higher each passing year under NCLB, that school will fail. As a result of that pressure, many teachers say they are teaching to the test, teaching their students test content rather than creative curriculum. And by 2014, 100% of American students must meet proficient standards. That's just 2 years away. When the law was first passed, Professor Hewitt was serving as school superintendent in California.
It's kind of a little bit unrealistic to think 100% of the kids will be above average, unless you're in Lake Wobegon. Where, you know, all the women are strong and all the men are good looking and all the women are above average, we recognized that there would become a reality. And that reality has started to set in.
The Obama administration 16 months ago introduced its blueprint for reform, hoping Congress would act to reauthorize NCLB. But with nothing on the table, the White House and Secretary of Education Arne Duncan announced August 8th a forthcoming strategy to relax NCLB by providing more flexibility to districts and schools. The Secretary of Education has the legal authority to waive statutory or regulatory requirements of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. Although details have yet to be released, waivers will be granted to applicant states if they agree to prep high school graduates for college and careers, improve teacher performance, and account for student achievement, but in a more flexible way.
I think all of them are going to apply. I mean, I would be surprised if all states didn't apply for some waivers or relief in this situation, because it looks bad when you have your best schools. I mean, we've seen national blue ribbon schools who are classified as underperforming. Something's wrong with that picture.
Arkansas will apply. Seth Blomley is spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Education.
Back in, I guess it was March, the state school board sent Arne Duncan, the U.S. Department of Education secretary, a letter requesting an exemption from the annual yearly progress numbers, and the rationale behind it is that, well, you know, we're implementing a new curriculum standards called Common Core, which will start this fall for grades K through 2. And over the next couple of years after that, will be fully implemented through grade 12. And so we feel like that teachers and administrators are going to have enough on their plate instituting those standards without having to worry about their students meeting increasing percentage goals for these targets, because by 2013-14, you have to have 100% of your kids to be proficient. So we think that's going to be really tough to meet for the schools, and so we think they need some help. And a lot of other states feel the same way about this. And I think Secretary Duncan is sympathetic to what the states are the pinch we're feeling on this. And so while he's tentatively denied what we requested back in March, he's now setting up a system where we're going to be able to apply for waivers in exchange for meeting certain education reforms required by Washington, and we feel good about those. We feel good that we'll be able to meet the requirements of the Obama administration on this, but you know, we can't say 100% for sure that we're going to do this until, and you know, we still need to see exactly what they're going to be offering. But we feel, you know, overall, I mean, we can say pretty sure that, you know, we feel good about meeting those requirements.
Blomley did say state schools have made lots of progress under NCLB.
You know, the benchmark scores pretty much bear that out, and we've just had consistent improvement on the benchmarks since at least 2005. They've gone up each year in just about every category: the math, the literacy, science, from grades 3 throughout. And so we feel really good about that. I mean, as far as schools that are in school improvement because of not meeting annual yearly progress, we have 425 schools out of 1,081 in Arkansas that are on school improvement. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, that's a number, you know, we would like to see reduced. We want to do better, and so that's something that Dr. Kimbrell is consistently working on.
Every year, detailed report cards are issued on district and school performance, noting success and failure. Also included in the report cards are student achievement data broken out by race, ethnicity, gender, English language proficiency, migrant status, disability status, and low-income status, as well as important information about the professional qualifications of teachers. But once a school is listed as failing, certain students have the option to transfer to an achieving school within their district. And if problems continue, the Arkansas Department of Education steps in, providing supplemental education services, perhaps terminating teachers, staff, and top administrators, basically restructuring the school. No schools have been restructured yet in Arkansas, but as you heard, 425 out of 1,081 schools are in need of improvement. Details on waivers for states seeking exemption from No Child Left Behind will be released by the Obama administration mid-September. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For FM89 News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting. I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.